We'll begin this second hour of our New Year's Christmas celebration on With Heart and Voice with organ music by Alexandre Guimond. His offertoire on Two Noëls is in the tradition of the great French Baroque organist composers, but in the garb of his own late 19th century musical language. Kevin Boyer performs on the organ of Chichester Cathedral. Kevin Boyer played the Offertoire on Two Noels by Alexandre Guimond. The organ was at Chichester Cathedral. Jean in Brighton, New York, listed Ralph Vaughan Williams' Fantasia on Christmas Carols as a favorite. And it is indeed a veritable feast of carols, which we'll hear performed by the Winchester Cathedral Choir and bass Donald Sweeney, accompanied by the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra. David Hill conducts.
On Christmas night, all Christians sing to hear the news the angels bring.
On Christmas night, all Christians sing to hear
joy, news of great mirth, news of a merciful King's birth.
News of great joy, news of great mirth,
news of a when sin departs before thy grace, then life and health come in its place. Men with joy may sing, all for to see the newborn King.
David Hill led the Winchester Cathedral Choir, bass soloist Donald Sweeney, and the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra in Fantasia on Christmas Carols by Ralph Vaughan Williams. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Francis Poulenc's four motets for Christmas date from 1951 and 1952 and are part of a steady stream of religious choral work stemming from the tragic loss of a friend in a car accident in 1936 and Poulenc's subsequent awakening of interest in sacred choral writing. Julia in Irondequoit, New York, listed the complete set as a favorite Christmas work, and I'm happy to oblige, playing a performance by the Cambridge Singers led by John Rutter. The four motets are O Magnum Mysterium, Quem Vidistis Pastores Digite, Videntes Stellam, and Otie Christus Natus Est.
Thank you.
Four motets for Christmas by Francis Poulenc were performed by the Cambridge Singers, led by John Rutter. Music of John Rutter is next, as Polyphony sings his Angel's Carol. Stephen Layton conducts. Maureen in Chicago is a fan of John Rutter's music and requested his Angel's Carol, which we just heard performed by Polyphony. Stephen Layton conducting. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Next up is a brief cantata by Georg Philipp Telemann on the lovely 14th century German folk tune associated with the text In Dulci Jubilo. The seven movements are comprised of three choral settings, interspersed with two recitatives and two arias. The Stuttgart Motet Choir performs under the direction of Günter Graulich.
Thank you. es lohnt, das seligste Geschäfte, so muss es jetzt in Sonderheit mit Herzenslust getrieben werden. Wie heute seinen Gott nicht preist, der ist nicht wert, dass ein Mensch, geschweig ein Christe heißt. Wir haben ja, was unser Wunsch begehrt. Gott kommt zu uns auf Erden.
Zu seiner Verwandten. Drücket mich, mein Jesus ist.
Günter Graulich led the Stuttgart Motet Choir and Ensemble 76 in Georg Philipp Telemann's cantata In Dulce Jubilo. Soloists were Barbara Ulrich, soprano, Heidi Reiss, alto, Aldo Balden, tenor, and Bruce Abel, bass. The traditional Austrian carol Still, Still, Still is next, as arranged by Norman Luboff and performed by Seraphic Fire. Patrick Dupre Quigley directs. Still, 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 arranged by Norman Luboff, was performed by Seraphic Fire, with Patrick Dupre Quigley conducting. They were accompanied by harpist Jacqueline Carrad. We'll close our program of listener Christmas favorites and christen the new year with George Frederick Handel's Hallelujah from Messiah, as requested by Bob in Paragould, Arkansas. Robert Shaw leads the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and Chorus.
Thank you.
Robert Shaw led the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and chorus in Hallelujah from Messiah by George Frideric Handel. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today, as we've enjoyed a second helping of listener favorites for the Christmas season. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter. Follow at W Heart and Voice for previews, pictures, and updates. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.